This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Spirit Airlines is mostly known for its low fares and less than comfortable seats, its lack of in-flight entertainment, no free drinks either, not even peanuts. But seasoned Spirit travelers know that's all part of the business model. The rest of us? Well, caveat emptor, which brings us to this month's conversation from the corner office. Ben Baldanza is the CEO of Spirit Airlines. Mr. Baldanza, it's good to have you with us.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
So a lot of times when I talk to CEOs, they talk about the customer experience, about walking into that retail store or holding the product in their hands for the first time. Is that a thing for you, the customer experience on Spirit?
Well, that's a little bit of an indirect experience at Spirit. And here's why I say that. We've talked to lots of customers. And when you talk to a lot of customers, what you find is that most of them, when they think about what airline they want to fly, want the lowest price. Economists call airlines an intermediate good, which means that you're not buying an airline trip because you want to be on the airplane. You want to be somewhere.
Right.
So having a real low price is what most people think is most important for picking their airline. And at Spirit, we really focus on being able to offer the lowest total price to our consumers.
So are you going for customers who fly Delta? Are you trying to get them, or are you just not interested in them?
No, we believe we have a totally different customer base than a Delta or an American or United. The difference is that we target at Spirit customers who are paying for tickets themselves. And we find that if a customer is paying for a ticket themselves, they tend to be a little bit more realistic about what trade-offs might be worth it to get a lower price. So if somebody else is buying your ticket, if your company's buying your ticket, you might say, I want to leave at the exact time I need to leave, or I want to earn frequent flyer miles or things like that. So we actually see our competitors as more like companies like Amazon.com or Best Buy or other places that a consumer might spend discretionary dollars.
Does the idea then that the economy is on more solid footing and that jobs are coming back and all of that stuff and people may have a tad more discretionary income, does that bother you at all? Does it upset your plan?
No, not at all, because in any economy, you can pick a real robust economy where consumer confidence is high, where unemployment is low and people are feeling flush and things like that, or you can pick the opposite end of that. And in either case, you're going to have some segment of the population that is still the value seeker. So in a real flush market or a real robust market, maybe it's a smaller percentage of the population that would choose a Spirit, but it's a very large population, so that's still a lot of people.
You guys are the only two-star airline in the United States. There's no shortage of complaints about you filed with federal regulators. What do you do to address that? Or do you just say, you know what, if people want to save money, they're going to come to us, and the heck with all the rest of that stuff?
Well, we care a lot about customer feedback, and we generally think of two types of complaints at the airline. We have service failure complaints. So if our flight is late or we don't deliver our bag with you, with those kind of complaints, we react to those as I think as a consumer the way you would want us to. We're apologetic. We try to fix it as best we can. But I will tell you that's a very small percentage of our complaints because we're a pretty reliable airline. The bigger piece of our complaints is what I would call expectation complaints. So a customer might buy us because they really like the low fare, but then they're surprised when we're not a Delta or a JetBlue kind of experience. Mm-hmm. And in that case, we don't ignore that complaint. What we do is it redoubles our efforts to be super transparent about our business model. And we want, when people come to Spirit, to just know that our airline is the way it is and you're going to get a really low fare, but here are the trade-offs that come with that, and you've made a smart choice for you, and you've made a conscious choice.
So if the board of directors of one of the biggies, American or Delta or United, comes to you and says, Ben, listen, we want you to come run our carrier, what are you going to say?
I'm very happy here at Spirit, and it's much more fun to go to bed every night thinking, how can I make the fare lower tomorrow? I spent over 20 years in what I would call the traditional airline business at companies like American and U.S. Airways, and much of my time there was spent thinking about how can I charge customers more and make them feel good about it. And that, to me, is not as exciting a marketplace as the marketplace Spirit serves.
Ben Baldanza, he's the CEO of Spirit Airlines. Ben, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.